This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient last name Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, first name Rosella, R-O-S-E-L-L-A, date of birth October 10, 1973, date of evaluation, April 17, 2024. Referring physician is Dr. Porter. The chief complaint, 50-year-old female seen for preoperative evaluation. The HPI, the patient is a 50-year-old Hispanic female who reports an episode of fall while at work on August 16, 2023, period. She stated that she had subsequently been evaluated at Kaiser Emergency Room, at which time it was felt that she did not have a fracture or significant injury, period. She stated that she then returned to work, period. However, over a period of time, she had progressive disease and decreased range of motion, period. Pain was noted to be sharp and worsened with use of the arm, period. She is further noted to have associated decreased range of motion, period. Pain is non-radiating, period. She had failed physical therapy, period. The patient denies any cardiovascular symptoms, period. The past medical history includes 1, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number obesity, past surgical history, inguinal hernia, next number C-section, medications, unknown, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, mother and father had diabetes. Social history, she reports rare alcohol use. She denies cigarette smoking or drug use. The New York systems, she reports an episode of sore throat over the last week, but otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 169/87, pulse 76, respiratory rate of 18, temperature 95.9, weight 182.2. In general, the patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Musculoskeletal examination. There is tenderness on all passive range of motion, period. There is decreased range of motion, period. The ECG demonstrate sinus rhythm 63 beats per minute, period. There's evidence of old inferior wall myocardial infarction, period. MRI left shoulder, September 30th, 2023. massive rotated cuff with full thickness retracted tears of the supraspinatus, comma, infraspinatus, and subscapularis tendons, retracted to the level of the glenohumeral joints, moderate to severe supraspinatus atrophy, moderate infraspinatus atrophy, biceps tendon tendinosis with nonspecific tendon sheath fluid in the setting of underlying joint effusion. The impression, traumatic complete tear of left rotator cuff. Next number, bicipital tendinitis, left shoulder. Next number, hypertension, uncontrolled. Next number, diabetes. Next number, obesity, period. The patient's blood pressure is felt to be elevated. I have requested that she start amlodipine, 5 milligrams PO daily prior to the procedure, period. She is otherwise cleared for her procedure. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.